when I was going to swap places with the ladies a few weeks ago that that it was going to be Father's Day. But this gives me a chance to say a little bit about my dad. He started preaching when he was 40 years old. He had a stroke when he was 54, and he was never able to preach after that. His prayer was always that God would give him back his voice so he could preach. But in the years that he lived after he had the stroke, he was probably a much better witness and probably won a lot more people to the Lord than he ever did in the 14 years that he preached. But he was always an example of, I believe, what God would want all of us to be. And Brother Ennis kind of reminds me of that, of my dad, and the fact that he always takes a strong, firm hand, and he wants only the right things to be done in church and the right way of doing things in the church, you know. And that's the way my daddy was. He wasn't always the most popular minister in the associations back then. We had associations because he would stand up when it was something that he thought was wrong going on. And this song kind of, Squire Parsons wrote it several years ago, but it's just always been a song to me that, and it makes me think of Brother Ennis because he started out all those years ago with nothing and built up a church in the name of the Lord. So this song is called One Voice. One voice mightier than a thousand swords, calling out, prepare ye the way of the Lord. He that is coming is much greater than me. His servant be. One voice crying in the wilderness, one voice proclaiming righteousness, one man doing what he's called to do, one man faithful and true. One day John saw with his own eyes, he of whom he had prophesied, the Lamb of God had made his own choice to be baptized by his faithful voice. One voice crying in the wilderness, one voice proclaiming righteousness, one man doing what he's called to do, one man faithful and true. One voice crying in the wilderness, one voice proclaiming righteousness, one man doing what he's called to do.